Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. We're going to be talking about dance. That's a little unusual. We don't do that very often, but this is an extraordinary opportunity, and we think you're going to find it very interesting indeed. Our guest is Peggy Sue Mill. She is an award-winning dancer, choreographer, and instructor who has, quite frankly, dedicated her life to her craft of dance. Her experiences have taken her all across the United States, and she's earned numerous accolades and tremendous respect from those in the world of dance. Let me point out a little bit about her background. She had a bachelor's degree that she earned from the prestigious Juilliard School in New York and a master's degree from UCLA. And she graduated, by the way, with the highest of scores. And even before she had finished at UCLA, she had built an impressive resume of instruction, choreography, and performance with a number of different dance companies, including her own. Now, although she started her career here on the East Coast, which is where we are right now, or I am, along her travels, she fell in love with the state of Oregon, and she vowed to come back. And when the time was right, she did exactly that. She returned to the state of Oregon and has successfully run the Eugene Modern Dance Studio out of the beautiful landscape that is Eugene, Oregon. And for the past 50 years, he has offered instruction in methods of modern dance to all of those who have been eager to learn. Eugene Modern Dance is a place where really every level of dancer is welcome, and the classes and workshops are designed for anyone who can see the benefits of moving the human body in a progressive, expressive, and beautiful way. Those are Peggy's words, and that's exactly what she does. She's on the phone with us now from Eugene, Oregon. Peggy, it's a delight to have you with us. Tell us a little bit about what influenced your passion for dance, and how early did you really get that wrapped up in dance?
Yes, I was born and raised in New York City, about a mile and a half away from the Empire State Building.
Wow.
And I had a fantastic upbringing because, well, I was very exploratory. I mean, I loved to just explore and wandered up all kinds of buildings when they were being built, like Cooper Union. There was a secondary building that was built right next to Cooper Union, and I remember climbing, I wasn't supposed to, but I climbed up and looked out at the landscape, and I loved to go to Central Park and climb, and I was a very fast runner. I beat everyone in my class. I was very physical, and my mother loved art, so she would drag us, all three of us sisters, to all the museums and make copies of all the famous paintings, and I got a real deep knowledge of art. Through her, and I had an amazing experience. This was near Greenwich Village. I used to go there very often and explore all the cafes, the art galleries, the parks, and then I began to take ballet classes when I was 5 years old, and so in the early 50s, I began to take ballet at the very local school, Ann Wayne School of Ballet, and I did that from ages 5 to about 13. Then I got bored, but I was very, very adept, so my body was very strong technically, but my mind was a little bit bored. And then in high school, I began to take classes with a gym teacher who offered classes in modern dance. And I extremely loved it. And she introduced me to the 92nd Street Y. And I gained contact with Paul Sottosardo Dance Studio and continued in those venues. And then I tried out for Juilliard and I made it. So that's what led me up. And my mother was also very physical. She's, well, in her days, she used to jump on the backs of carts drawn by horses and ride around town.
Wow.
So I think I have that instinct from her, you know, to explore. And even my landing up in Eugene, it was due to that kind of, you know, experience of exploration and daring.
I mean, I wanted to ask you, if growing up in New York, your parents took you to, you know, Broadway shows, did you go to the Metropolitan, well, maybe not the opera, but did you go see dance companies? Perform the New York Ballet and things like that?
Oh, yes, I did, yes. And I studied at, let me get it here. I studied at the Joffrey School in Farnsworth, which was a fantastic, he was a fantastic dance teacher. He had polio and MS, and the doctor said he would never walk or sing again. He was in musicals, and he taught himself how to do it. So these are self-made people. You know, these are people who had a lot of drive and ambition, and I studied with him, and there I met a wonderful woman who unfortunately died recently, but let me get her name.
Well, while you're
Bethune Ballet. Her name was Bethune. Last name is Bethune. Because she was disabled, she found through, I met her at Farnsworth Studio, she was able to, she had the drive because she was disabled, but she was in American Ballet Theater and danced with them. She was able to make her body able to do that kind of demanding thing. And I met her in L.A., actually. I met her in New York and L.A., and I joined with her and taught with her in her school for about 5 years.
I have a question about your experiences at Juilliard. Obviously, you had a lot of talent and ability in order to have been accepted at Juilliard. Tell me a little bit about your time there, because that's kind of the ultimate when it comes to training for voice and dance here in the U.S. Certainly, one of the most ultimate goals is the Juilliard School. Talk to me about that.
Well, it was it's a very tough experience to go to Juilliard. Out of 100 people. 100 young students, only 5 graduated. You have to have a lot of determination and say, this is the only way I can go to yourself. And that's what I said to myself. I would take whatever criticism, whatever hardship, whatever anything, and I made it happen for myself because I felt that that was the only way I could go. And I met fantastic teachers. I studied with members of the Martha Graham Studio.
Yeah,
and they were Helen McGehee, and others included Margaret Krask, Alfredo Corvino, Margaret Black, and I studied with Louis Horst. And Louis Horst was the teacher of Martha Graham, actually. He was actually a musician, and he taught choreography from an intellectual point of view. He taught more on a theoretical basis. But then I met other people and other very, very,
accomplished people.
Accomplished and also inspirational people who taught more from the heart. And they were the ones who I linked up with more. Of course, Louis Horst did a certain amount, but moving from the heart and the spirit is more what I'm linked with. So,
when you finished at Juilliard, what did you do? Uh-huh. Did you intend to stay in the New York theatrical arena, or why did you leave there and then go to UCLA? Seems like
I stayed there for, there was a period of time between Juilliard and UCLA, about 20 years or,
20
or
years?
Less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and,
long.
And during that time, I did an exploration of the East Coast, and I formed, see here, this is a long period of time. I formed my own company, and then I went to
Let me interrupt you for a minute to ask you. I want to talk a little bit about your school. I mean, we can come back and get more of your background.
Okay.
Because I know it's really fascinating and it's interesting, and you really have worked with and associated with lots of very accomplished people. But tell me about the Eugene Modern Dance Studio that you have. You've been running this. How long has this been in existence, the Eugene School?
Yeah, I actually moved to Eugene in 1991.
Yeah.
And I adopted a young son from Lima, Peru, and I raised him, and I spent time being a mom for a while. And then when he was fairly well grown, 16 or 17, I formed the Eugene Modern Dance Company. And this is a group of local residents, and several of them keep coming back year after year. So several of them have danced with, taken classes with me for the last 9 years. And during that time, from time to time, when I get inspired, I create a dance, and I ask them, what's your schedule? You know, can you do this? And they usually will do it. And the last piece I did was First Light. That was 2 years ago, and it was very well received here, and I did it in Dance for a Reason. It's a promo to raise money for various, causes and and Dance for a Reason, and it was performed at the Silva Hall at the Holt Center, and the Holt Center is the biggest, one of the most beautiful and biggest performing areas in Eugene, and it was a great experience, and I think it was very, very well done, and it can be seen on, if you go on YouTube, you just type in First Light Eugene Modern Dance, and you can get it on YouTube. You can see it on YouTube, yeah.
When we talk about modern dance, do me a favor and describe modern dance. What really is modern dance? How do you define it?
Okay. Modern dance is an exchanging dance form. It's an ever-changing dance form, like modern art or contemporary music. It is explorative, it's experimental, and it finds its own language to express its innermost feelings and thoughts. Some forms of modern dance incorporate cultural influences, classical techniques, and movements of our present generation. I have often felt blessed to have found this form of expression, and even though the road has not been easy, I know it's the right way. When I can walk into my studio and warm up and come up with something that wows me from my own body, I know it's right. It always needs work and refinement, but in the end, it's worth it. We're in a world of thoughts, cell phones, and computers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a release it would be to place yourself in a physical world of complete expression and freedom from the tensions of our contemporary society? Moving the body as it was meant to be can be incredible. It can bring joy and the love of life.
I have
a few more thoughts to say if you would like to hear it.
I was going to ask you, what's the advantage of studying modern dance? And I understand that you will accept people who really are not trained dancers into your classes, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Anybody would be welcome to come and take these classes. But what's the advantage for them? What does this do?
What it will do is, number one, bring you physical strength, bring you emotional strength and security, and bring you a way to express yourself, a way to express emotions, deep feelings. Basically those three things. And I have to say, I remember when my husband was dying of cancer many years ago, I taught an improvisation class for youngsters ages 5 to 9 years old. And my studio and my house are very closely connected. So I walked from my studio to my house, and I completely forgot my husband was in there dying. The dancing or the teaching erased all those negative feelings and hard feelings of someone dying in your house, someone close to you. And I had been so transformed by the class that I was able to momentarily free myself from the agony of dying. So that's what it can do. It can transform you into another world. It's a very special place to be in.
That's very interesting. Place. According to your website, you point out the physical benefits of stretching, strengthening, cardiovascular workout, and concentration can actually be measured. And the emotional and spiritual benefits are really indescribable. That is performing modern dance, the way you put it.
That's right.
What are some of the techniques of dance that you teach?
Well, I incorporate some ballet. The way I structure my classes, I have a little bit of stretching in the beginning of the class on the floor, very mild stretching, which is important, not deep stretching. And then I do a bit of ballet technique at a bar. And then I do combinations across the floor, which are usually adagio, which is slow, and then medium and quick, you know, fast with running leaps and that sort of thing.
Right.
And there are different styles of modern dance. Isadora Duncan and Louis Fuller were the main founders in America who brought modern dance to the forefront. But then came Doris Humphrey and Weidman technique, which uses gravity and fall and rebound from the ground up. And that led to Jose Limon. Jose Limon was someone I studied with in person. And the Graham technique is more of a technique that centers on contraction and release. And it's based on drama. There's a lot of dramatic. Her choreography was based on the Oresteia or many different plays in the past, great plays, and she has traumatic, but she has a lot of, it's very intense. So, and that led to Cunningham and Anna Sokolow. Anna Sokolow was a woman who I danced with who formed a company. And Cunningham incorporates ballet in their technique, and so do all the forms of modern to a certain degree to make their body a little bit more centered and placed so they can be more technically expertise in what they do. And I do that too. I incorporate a little bit of ballet, just the basics. And the dance, my dancers are very, very good dancers. Some of them have been, as I said in the past, been with me for 9 years or so. And
Tell me about them.
Excellent.
You're talking about the Peggy Sue Mill Dance Company? Is that what you're talking about?
That's right. Peggy Sue Mill, yeah. Mm-hmm. Eugene Modern Dance.
What do they do, and who are the typical, you know, members?
Well, one, for instance, is a scientist who works at the university, does cancer research, and on the side, she had done belly dance on the side and decided to look me up. I had hung a flyer up, and she found me, and I found her, and she's an extremely good dancer. I mean, she just did some belly dance in the beginning, and nothing more after that. And now she's one of my best dancers. She comes they just come once a week, every day, and except for we take a break in the summer and winter.
But I understand they range in age from 25 to 65.
Oh.
Is that right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right. Right. Big age range, and I try to address. And I have another lady, Becky, who works in the presidential office at the University of Oregon. She's a secretary, more or less. And she had minored in dance and wanted to continue. So that's where she came from. And I have many others who have no experience whatsoever, who are just active, physical. And in Oregon, there are a lot of people who run, walk, bicycle. And they're in good shape, good enough to train. And if they're interested, there you go. You can make it happen.
So do I gather that most of your classes are really geared more toward older?
I would say
20, 25 on up, rather than young kids who are trying to learn dance, you know, the 6 right. to 8 to 10 to 12-year-old.
Right. I have taught that age, the younger groups.
Yeah.
Right now I'm teaching 11 to 15 years old in choreography. I really enjoy teaching The Art of Making Dances, and How to Inspire Young People to Create Their Own Works in Their Own Ways.
Right.
And so I recently have done that for, I had three classes, 10 weeks each, more recently. And before that, I taught very young children, but I kind of stopped doing the very, very young. I taught at a Montessori school for 10 years and stopped about 6 years ago. But if people wanted it, I could do it again because I have a lot of lesson plans. I prepare very carefully. I prepare my lesson plans in a logical way and my music, which is very important. I don't have an accompanist because it's too expensive to have a real accompanist. So I have all the music. I have hundreds of CDs and tapes that I use, and I match the music to the movement, the right meter, the right tempo, the right energy level and expression and so on.
That's true. I want to point out you have a really nice website, and there's a lot of information available there and pictures and things. And if anybody's interested, they should look at your website. It's www.eugenemoderndance.com. Very simple.
Exactly.
EugeneModernDance.com. And you are located right in the heart of Eugene, Oregon.
That's right.
That's most of your students come from the Eugene area. They don't travel from other cities, do they?
Right. But I am thinking seriously after doing this interview with you to open myself up to doing workshops, demonstrations in other schools in the surrounding area, and I will give you a contact list of those names of those. One is Echelon, that's in San Francisco. Another one is up I-5 corridor. Oh, the name I didn't get quite yet. See, what happened, this all happened at once. My sweetheart had an operation, a spinal operation, 2 days ago, so I should have done more research, but I didn't really have time enough to do it. But I will, in the next week, I will collect all that information and present it to you in the next interview.
Okay, well, that's good.
Let
me ask you what it was that brought you from New York and Juilliard and all the work you did and the inspiration you got from, you know, the environs of New York with Broadway and you know, the Lincoln Center and everything like that being there, brought you out to Eugene. And does Eugene inspire you anyway in creating your dances?
Oh, definitely. Well, to go back, in 1975... I moved. Well, before that, when I was a youngster, a teenager, my parents brought me on a camping trip to Montauk Point at the end of Long Island. And I put my pup tent up right near the cliff, and I looked out at the ocean, and I saw a house next to that site, and I said to myself, someday I will vow that I will move to a place as beautiful as this. It just struck me as, you know, completely, the air was clean, no noise. It was just the most beautiful environment I'd ever been in compared to New York. And then when I, in 1975, I got an opportunity to move. And that was to, let me just get it here. There's so many things to remember.
Well, you went to California to go to UCLA.
Yeah, I did. But before that, I went to Ohio, the Cleveland School of Dance. Let me just get that for 1 second here. I'm looking at my resume. It's hard to remember all these things.
I was just wondering, I'm wondering what got you to Oregon and how Oregon has benefited your life. Obviously, you love it there. You've been there for a good while.
Right. So what happened was I was on a camping trip, and I went through the Midwest and into the West. And when I passed through Oregon on Route 58, I just fell in love with the place. And I said, someday when the time is right, I'm going to move to this area because it's a fantastic place. It's a rainforest, basically, with trees 100, 150 feet high, huge diameters. You know, you wouldn't believe it if you came straight from New York. You just wouldn't believe this. And the rain is beautiful because it's misty. It has a certain, people shy away from Oregon. I don't want to entice anyone to come here. But it's a very beautiful landscape. It's It has a beautiful atmosphere, and I love the rain. It makes me, it inspires me to go inside my own self and find new, you know, messages or things to create. And I do a lot of good work in the winter. In the summer, it's warm and it doesn't rain at all. So
right.
it's just an extremely beautiful place. I mean, it just has a natural beauty, and that's the reason why most people move here. There are a lot of runners here, walkers. People are very, everyone you meet is, and then the other thing is everyone's so friendly. In New York, no one knows you. You're just an anonymous person. Here, it's everyone knows your name. They know your first name. You go into a bank, you go into a shopping store, they know you. And you give them a big hug sometimes because it's so friendly and very warm. And that's what inspired me. So when I was in L.A., where I got my master's, I met my husband, and we decided to move here. We considered a lot of different things, which was water quality, air quality. And at the time, they were shipping uranium back and forth, and then they stopped that. But mostly... It had, and the education was very good for families with young children.
Lots
so at that time, now it's harder because we're going through this bad economic
time. Anyway, I understand why you ended up in Oregon. Let me get back to the subject of dance and ask you, had things changed in the world of dance and the art of teaching much over the years from your perspective?
I would say they have. I would say that there is an influence of the the pop culture, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what's going on, and also drama. It has affected a lot of dance. There's a lot of new dance that I've seen incorporates words, visuals, videos, and that wasn't so way back when I began my career.
Oh, okay.
And it's really a quite exciting time. LCC, Lane Community College, has a lot of great performances. So does the University of Oregon, which is right in my neighborhood. And I would say I've met a lot of really interesting people. I have a psychologist, for instance, who rents my space and just loves to dance. And I've watched her. She just loves, she does improv, and she'll just go on and on. I can't believe... Well, of course, she's younger than I am, but she'll just make her own movement. You know, it's quite incredible to watch her. And she's not really a, quote, dancer, but she, in my mind, she is. And she's a psychologist. So coming from all walks of life, you know, and it's a beautiful experience to be here.
Well,
I've really
great.
Enjoyed it.
That's great.
Yeah.
I understand, by the way, that your dance company does perform. You're a nonprofit organization, and they... perform for the sheer joy of dancing, and you're also open to new students. Is that right? Joining your group?
That's correct. That's right. Yes, definitely.
Right. Well, again, I want to mention your web. Pardon me, your website. It's www.eugenemoderndance.com, and you can get information on Peggy, the contact, your telephone numbers, and all of that, email addresses, so that you can get in touch with Peggy about the whole study of studying modern dance. Peggy, the half hour has flown by. I appreciate your time so much. We're going to do this again, as you know, next Friday, and I hope that you'll be with us, and we'll get more into your background and who you studied with and some of the awards, because I know you won many of them, and just have more of an in-depth conversation than we've had time for today. Okay?
Okay. Thank
you
so much.
Thank
you
very much, Peggy, for being with us. Listen, have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you after the holiday, after the Christmas holiday, okay?
Okay, sounds wonderful.
Thank you very much, and that wraps it up for this edition of Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn. It's been a pleasure being with you. See you next time, right?